গোপিকান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমস্তুতে। তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরি। বংশকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যেব চ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীঅদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীনিবাসাদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে হরে। উই উইল বি রিডিং ফ্রম শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো 5 চ্যাপ্টার 5 titled Lord Rishabhdev's Teachings to His Sons. Text 1 Rishabhau vacha nayam deho deha bhajam niloke kastan kaman arhate vidbhujamye tapo divyam putrakayena satvam sudhayetasmat brahma saukhyam tvanantam nayam deho deha bhajam niloke kastan kaman arhate vidbhujamye tapo divyam putrakayena satvam sudhayetasmat brahma saukhyam tvanantam Lord Rishabhdev told his sons, "My dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and is continuous forever." In this verse, Lord Rishabhdev tells his sons about the importance of human life. The word Dehbhag refers to anyone who accepts a material body. But the living entity who is awarded the human form must act differently from animals. Animals like dog and hogs enjoy sense gratification by eating stool. after undergoing severe hardships all day. Human beings are trying to enjoy themselves at night by eating, drinking, having sex and sleeping. At the same time, they have to properly defend themselves. However, this is not human civilization. Human life means voluntarily practicing suffering for the advancement of the spiritual life. Human life means voluntarily practicing suffering for the advancement of the spiritual life. There is of course suffering in the lives of animals and plants, which are suffering due to their past misdeeds. However, human beings should voluntarily accept suffering in the form of austerities and penances in order to attain the divine life. So much sound. This is material civilization. This is hell. People cannot understand because they are accustomed to live in such conditions. And what is the pleasure for them? Watching TV. That is the pleasure. There is peace in this world. Peaceful life. You can't live peaceful life. After attaining the divine life, one can enjoy happiness eternally. After all, every living entity is trying to enjoy happiness. But as long as one is encased in the material body, he has to suffer different kinds of misery. A higher sense is present in the human form. He should act according to superior advice in order to attain eternal happiness and go back to Godhead. We should act according to superior advice, not according to our own whimsical behavior, in order to attain eternal happiness and go back to Godhead. It is significant in this verse that government and natural guardian, the father, should educate subordinates and raise them to Krishna consciousness. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, every living being suffers in this cycle of birth and death perpetually. To relieve them from this bondage and enable them to become blissful and happy, bhakti yoga should be taught. A foolish civilization neglects to teach people how to rise to the platform of bhakti yoga. Without Krishna consciousness, a person is no better than a hog or a dog. The instructions of Rishabhdev are very essential at the present moment. people are being educated and trained to work very hard for sense gratification, and there is no sublime aim in life. A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving home early in the morning, catching a local train and being packed in a compartment. He has to stand for 1 hour or two in order to reach his place of business. Then again he takes a bus to get to the office. At the office he works hard from 9 to 5. Of course nowadays 8 to 8. This Prabhupada wrote in 1970. 9 to 5. And then he takes 2 or 3 hours to return home. After eating, he has sex and goes to sleep. For all this hardship, his only happiness is a little sex. Yan maithunadi grihmedhi sukham hitukcha. Rishabhdev clearly states that human life is not meant for this kind of existence. It is enjoyed even by dogs and hogs. Rather, they enjoy more sex than human life. Human being. Indeed, dogs and hogs do not have to work so hard for sex. They don't have to work hard for sex life. They get easily sex life. So they are better than us. A human being should try to live in a different way and should not try to imitate dogs and hogs. The alternative is mentioned. Human life is meant for tapasya, austerity and penance. By tapasya, one can get out of the material clutches. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, his happiness is guaranteed eternally. By taking to bhakti yoga, devotional service, one's existence is purified. The living entity is seeking happiness life after life, but he can make a solution to all his problems simply by practicing bhakti yoga. And then he immediately becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti su arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal reward. So in this sloka, Lord Rishabhdev is teaching to his 100 sons. Here is a father who is teaching his sons that, my dear sons, please don't engage in work hard like animals, just for the animalistic pleasure of sex life. He is saying that the human life is not meant. Nayam deho de bhajam de loke. No, oh yeah, this body that you have got is not given. No? Kaman, kastan, or hati, bhuyam de. To act like dogs and hogs. Dogs and hogs, they are very expert in sex life. Wherever they see a sea dog or a sea hog, they start. Have seen dogs? Poonch hilane lagte hain. Poonch hilate hain, kutiya ke piche kutte bhagte hain. And they are sniffing. Very sea dog. Similarly, you go outside in GSRI, come in, you see many dogs are sniffing around, sea dogs, in the form of human life, human body. But they are no better than dogs and hogs, simply pig. There is no sublime goal in the life. One girl is going and behind that boy are going. and sniffing. That is their goal of life. And then they will work hard. They are working hard, so much anxiety they are taking on their head to get clearing some exams. For what? They will clear the exam, they will marry some girl, nice girl with good physical body, so that they will enjoy the flesh and skin of the girl. And they will, when they press the flesh, they find, oh, so nice, I'm so happy. But that is imaginary happiness. What is happiness to you? There is no happiness. But they think this is happiness. They imagine that they are enjoying. Actually, there is no enjoyment. And they work hard like ass. As Prabhupada is mentioning, they will go for office, work hard like ass for 12 hours, 15 hours, and then they will come home tired. You have seen sometimes ass, heavy load on his back, come in the hot summer season, and then comes home, and then he gets some 2 or 3 chapatis, and then he has sex with the wife. And that's all. That is the pleasure for so much hardships. And then again he gets up in the morning, again he works good and works very hard. And the same thing they are doing every day. Same thing. Puna puna. Again chewing the chewed already. Already they have chewed, again they are chewing the same thing. Thinking that this time I will get better pleasure. This time I will be happy. Today I will get the maximum happiness from this sex life. And then they indulge in sex, and then they think, oh, I expected so much, I got nothing. Okay, tomorrow. Tomorrow I will get maximum. And then they spend whole life for this imaginary, illusory happiness in the form of sex life. They are never satisfied because they can't. Srila Prabhupada said, people marry only for 2 reasons. One for the pleasure of tongue, another for the pleasure of genitals. That's all. Wife will come and cook nice food, delicious, to satisfy my tongue. Of course, nowadays wives are not doing that also. So one pleasure is gone. And another is pleasure of genitals, sex. They will satisfy my sexual desires. So these are the 2 main things. And for that, what are we get? How? What we have to pay for that? We have to pay hard work like as. We have seen our brahmacharis, devotees, brahmachari life. We don't know what is the price of wheat and what is the price of rice. Nothing. No worry at all. Sublime life. When there is recession and when there is accession. No knowledge. Blissful life. What we need for our mental health. One dhoti and one kurta. Isn't it? If you have 2-3 sets of dhoti kurta, it's 1,000 rupees maximum. It will go throughout your life. At least 1 year you can live with that. And then 2 chapati in the morning and 2 in the evening with little sabji and little milk. How much will it cost? 2 to 3 thousand in a month. Not more than that. And if you go into agriculture, it doesn't cost even 2-3 thousand. Why? Because sabji you get from the field. You don't have to pay for that sabji. All the spices you get from the field, farming, agriculture. Milk you get from cows, you don't have to pay anything. Here you are paying 40 rupees per kg. And that also you are getting contaminated milk. But their pure milk you get without paying. No payment. Grass. Cow will eat grass which is naturally available. Provided by the nature. You don't have to pay. No investment. Only return. 100% return. Yes. And then chapati, if you have wheat, and the fuel, today you have to pay 400, 500, 600 rupees per month for this gas, LPG. But in the Vedic culture there is no such payment. Because they would go to the forest, they will bring some woods in the forest, and they will burn that wood and sufficient light and heat will come. No payment at all, no money involved. And they had the natural this method of what they say, handmade, handloom industry. And they would prepare the, from the cotton they would prepare various cloths for wearing. So again there is no money involved, no machine is involved, no engineering is involved. So cheap, there is no money at all needed for all this. So why we should work so hard? So people used to work 3-4 hours in a day. In the morning they will go to the field at 7 o'clock and they will work till 10 o'clock. They will come home. And then 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock they will be in the home discussing about Krishna, reading Mahabharata, Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puran, discussing, having loving exchanges. They have so much time for each other. You go to the village even today, people have so much time, free time. And they have so much time to discuss each other's problems, share each other's problems. Today we don't have time to talk to each other. We are so busy. People don't know who is living in the neighbor house. But in the villages you go, and people sit on chapal in the evening and they discuss news of entire village. They have time, lot of time, no anxiety. You can feel. Yes. Some guest comes in the village, everybody knows, oh that fellow has come. That guest has come in that village. Every whole village knows about it. And the communication is so fast. Not by mobile, by word of mouth. This is very culture. There is no need to work hard like this, just to satisfy the demands of the genitals and demand of time. The people work hard, why? Because they have this only two reasons. But this pleasure of sex is available for dogs and hogs also. As Srila Prabhupada says, they enjoy more than us. Because they put this momentary sex pleasure, they don't have to work hard. We have to work hard to maintain the wife and children. But these people, they don't have to do that also. These dogs and hogs, have you seen? No. Never working hard. Always relaxing, dogs, you see? Always relaxing, sleeping nice. Do they go to work? No. So who is supplying them food? Who is supplying? Elephants eat so much, he never goes to office. Birds never go to office, they are always flying freely. Eh? You see? They are enjoying more than us. We are human beings, but we don't enjoy. We are always anxious about career, career planning. You know? How to make my career? So many institutes, so much hard work for getting a job, getting a bread. 24, 25 years of hard work, studying, continuous, studying like ass. Passing hundreds and thousands of exams. Still there is no guarantee that you have a job. Nice. This is our human life. But the human life is not meant for all this. Human life, purpose of human life is to be, to enjoy the transcendental happiness. Should not work hard simply for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So what for is human life is meant? For tapasya. Tapasya, anyway we are doing tapasya. We are doing or not? You see, people are doing so much tapasya. If you don't do tapasya for God, Krishna, then you have to do tapasya for Maya. You can't avoid tapasya. And tapasya for Krishna is easier than tapasya for Maya. Once upon a time one devotee was saying, he was asked to wash some cloth. So he was denying, oh, why, how will I wash cloth? I am not for that. Then devotee said, so you have to wash the cloth. Not, if you don't wash the cloth of Krishna, then you will wash the cloth of Maya. You have to wash cloth. We can't avoid the tapasya. You go and see 40 degree temperature. People are going on the bikes, on the road, you see, so much sweating, whole body is sweating. Tapasya. But for what? So that they can get some money and then go and give the money to their wives. And wife will be very happy, so she will allow him to have nice sex. That's all. So that they can go work whole day very nicely, very hard work, whole month, and then he gets salary, and then he takes that salary, goes to wife and she says, hey, yeah, I've got nice money, now we can enjoy, let us go to shopping mall. The wife puts all the cosmetics and nice decoration, bodily decorated, exposing the various parts of body. They go to market, and wife is, you see, whenever you go to the malls, you see, the female is ahead of the male. Like sea dog, putia. Putia, aage hoti hai, kutta, piche hota hai. So female is ahead and female is going to this shop. Oh, this item is so nice. No? This item, is, I want to take. No problem. Take the money. Why? Because if she will be pleased, then now they have to go back home and then he has to enjoy the sex. So she will not cooperate if she is not happy. Kabhi-kabhi kutiya dekhte hain, aap log kutiya laat marti hai pair se. She doesn't allow the dog to enjoy. dog has to do a lot of hard work to please her, so that she can allow to have sex. So the same thing is there, same concept. And then she comes so much, you know, items which even she can't use just to decorate the home. And then she gives husband, you take all this. Husband takes on the back and then goes, nice. Then puts, now you use that, my body. Then husband is so happy. Oh, my life is now successful. Now I get the goal of my life. Today I will be completely satisfied. And then he goes and works hard to have sex with the wife. And then within a fraction of a second, he expected him to be happy, but he becomes sad. Why? Because the amount of happiness he was expecting, he could not get. He get elated, and that also not satisfying. He tries again. Again not satisfied. Again try, again. Oh, why I'm not getting satisfied? Okay, no problem. I think tomorrow if I have sex, then I become satisfied. Again he goes back, again works hard whole day. Again he comes in the same business, again repeated, and same in the night. And in this way, he's continuing for life after life. And time passes like that. Matirna Krishna Paratosatova Pithovi Padita Griha Bratanam Adanta Gobhir Visatam Tamisram Punas Punas Sarvita Charvanana. Again and again he is chewing the same chewed thing. You have seen sugar candy? Sugar cane. He chew the sugar cane, juice comes out, then usko kya karte hain, fek dete hain, bahar nikal ke fek dete hain. But suppose जो फेंका हुआ उसको कोई फिर से लेके फिर से चीव करे, trying to find out the juice in that, will you get the juice? No, but they're trying to chew the same chewed. How will they become happy? Adanta Gobhi Vistanta Mishram. And because they are leading a sinful life, they have to go to Vishatam. They have to enter into Tamisra. Tamisra hell. Because they are breaking the principles, regulative principles. They will be forced to enter into the hellish life. You see how they are doing sex today? And you see in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam the description of various hells. It is mentioned, Sukadeva Goswami is writing, if somebody forces his wife, no, in sex, he will go to hell. And if somebody is doing sex for the sense gratification, he has to go to hell. So therefore, at the end of life, Yamdutas will come and they will carry him to the hell. And he will be punished there. There will be women, women made of iron and hot iron. उसको जबरदस्ती बोलेंगे पकड़ो इसको. And he will be forced to embrace the women, hot, burning women. And he will burn, his body will burn, but he can't do anything. That kind of punishment is given. What is the use of such life? He is not even happy here, neither he will be happier after this life. So why not try to change the way of getting happiness? So just we have to transform from material to spiritual. That's all. The electricity is the same. From the same electricity, you can create heat and you can create cold, isn't it? If you send the power in fridge, then you get cold. And if you send the power in a heater, then you get heat. But electricity is the same. So similarly, the human energy is the same. Depends on how you are engaging it, in what kind of activities. If you are engaging it in material activities, then you will get kicks of Maya. And if you are engaging in the spiritual activities for the pleasure of Krishna, then you will get eternal life full of bliss. That is only difference. Tapasya, energy. We have energy if you are engaging in the service of the Lord, then we will get blissful. We will be happy in this life and life after death. But if we employ our energies in the service of Maya, in the form of Indriya Tripti, because for Indriya Tripti you have to work sinfully. The whole world is acting like that, you see, sinfully. All the professions today are sinful. All, whole profession. It's vikarma. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Ya indriya pritaya. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Yat indriya pritaya aprinoti. Nasadhu manne yat atmanoya. Asannapicho sadasadeha. Means, when a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his suffering. So what are the people doing? They are begging, borrowing, stealing others' property. So they can enjoy sex life. What is this all MBA and whatever, all these degrees? What do you do after that? You cheat others. You're cheating. Exploiting the energy, resources for my personal benefit. This, what is this factories, industries? They are all vikarma. They are not the correct, they are not natural. All these factories and industries, they are vikarma. Big materialistic industrialist, they are earning money and you are helping them to earn money. And so many people are dying out of money. They don't have money. They don't have basic necessity of life. And these people are filling their bellies, big, big bellies. That is what is happening. So we are assisting them by our education. You all are getting educated and you are helping them to earn more money. They are paying you some salary, isn't it? They are earning 10 crore and they are paying you 5 lakh, 10 lakh. So you are also happy, oh, I am getting 10 lakh. And you are helping them to exploit people by your education. They have no intelligence. Only point they have money. But they are using your intelligence to exploit others. And in turn they are giving you some money. A businessman, they are using the politic Kshatriyas and they are using the Brahmanas both today. The Vaishyas are controlling the society today. Leaders of the society. And they are controlling intellectuals, Brahmanas, class of people also. So they are telling, you Brahman, you are intelligent, but you need money from me to live for sense gratification. Why? Because today's intellectuals are not interested in brahminical quality. They are interested in sense gratification. So when Brahmana becomes degraded for sense gratification, then he has to depend on Vaisyas. And therefore, once you are depending on Vaisyas, you have to satisfy their greedy demands. So you will compromise with your level of intelligence. You will use your intelligence to satisfy his greed. In turn, you will get some sense gratification. That is what is happening. So today, the educated, well-educated people are corrupt. Why? Because of this reason. Bureaucrats, these businessmen, they go to IAS officers, all these, and they say, you take 10 lakh rupees per sanction this. Because these people are intelligent, but they don't have the character. Brahmanas, without character, they are more dangerous. So they are leading a life of sense gratification. So you people, those who are well educated, you are supposed to be the Brahmana class of people in this society. You are supposed to head the society, lead the society. But because you are attached to sense gratification, you can't speak the truth, even if you know. Brahmana is the one who speaks truth. But you can't speak truth because they are paying you. Even if they are doing wrong, you can't speak the truth. So, haan mein haan milana padega. I can speak the truth. I can go and speak the truth even on the face of President of India. Prabhupada could do that. He would go to scientists, he would challenge all these people. And you say, you rascal. Prabhupada would say, you are rascal. Why? Fearless. Because he is not dependent on anybody. Once you are depending on somebody, you have to listen to him. Because he is paying you money. So he will exploit you. So therefore, the intellectual class, therefore there is a book written by a devotee, Krishna Smaran Prabhu, Wake Up Intellectuals. You can't let, your responsibility is to protect the society from the dangers of greedy, lusty people. But if you are greedy and lusty, then how society will be protected? And only when the intellectual people, when they wake up, then only there is some chance that there will be goodness in this society. Otherwise there is no chance. If you wake up, you stop supporting these rascals. Then they will become helpless. So we are trying to create that kind of society, where the intellectuals will not depend on the mercantile community. They are selfless and they are not depending on anybody. They only depend on Krishna and knowledge. They are satisfied with little, happy. Brahmanas, their needs are, they live in hut. When Chanakya met Chandragupta Maurya, the king, he was proposed that you come and sleep in the forest. Chanakya said, no, I will live still in my hut. That is Brahman. Why? Because once if he comes inside the palace, he will be attached to the palace. And because he has so many servants, so once he is attached into the trap, then he has to listen. He has to compromise with the principles, and then he lost his independence to speak. Just like Dronacharya was the teacher, Brahman. But why he had to fight from the side of the Kauravas, Duryodhana? Because he was eating food from him. So he was a teacher, he was a knowledgeable person, but because he was dependent on them, he had sold himself in the hands of Kauravas. They are faced to fight. He could not stop Dushasan to disrobe Draupadi. Why? Because he was dependent on them. So we have to understand that in front of our eyes wrong things will happen, but he will not speak. Why? Because you are dependent on them. And therefore, when you are completely independent, you can speak truth in front of anybody.
And we don't fear.
Because you are not paying me. Why is it fear? And then such people can change the world. We need such kind of people. Actually. But those who are addicted to the demands of genitals and tongue, they can't speak truth. Because they will be blackmailed by Maya. Are सच्चाई बोल दूंगा तो मुझे जॉब से निकाल देंगे, जॉब से निकाल तो मेरी बीबी और बच्चों का क्या होगा? So therefore you can't speak truth, you are being blackmailed. You understand? You get the point? मेरी फैमिली का क्या होगा? But we don't have such problems. हमारे लिए कैसा कोई कर, वी कैन स्पीक इन फ्रंट ऑफ एनी बॉडी. सो देयरफॉर वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी हैव टू लीड द लाइफ. यू पीपल आर इंटेलेक्चुअल्स एंड यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड योर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. योर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इज टू ब्रिंग गुडनेस इन द सोसाइटी. हाउ? बाय फर्स्ट बिकमिंग गुड आवर सेल्फ. If you are the man of character and integrity, then nobody has the guts to touch you. Nobody. But for that, you have to have tapasya. You have to do tapasya. The spiritual austerity. You have to, if you are addicted to sense gratification, you are attached to the sense gratification, indriya tripti, then you can't act as a sadhu. You have to be blackmailed. You will get blackmailed by the master. But if you are not attached, no, you can remain aloof. When people will listen, you will be with them. Don't listen, I don't care. Therefore, a devotee is fearless, anxiety free. Why? Because he is not dependent on anybody. And you remember, we become anxious not for ourselves, never. Whenever there is anxiety, you will see either anxiety is for wife, children or family members or something like that. For ourselves we don't have anxiety. If you have to maintain yourself only, then you will not have so much anxiety. Nobody. Why we have anxiety? Because the society is, okay, you have to get married, then you will have your children. Think for future. What will happen? So because we are dead for the anxiety comes, fear comes, hankering comes, lamentation comes. So these are the principles where we should learn. So tapasya means we have to detach ourselves from all these things. When you are detached, then you will not have, more you are detached, more, less you have anxiety. You get the understanding? So how many connections you have, to each connection will give so many anxiety. You have a relation with this fellow, that he is going to send you some anxiety. He is going to send you. Relation and attachment, you are attached to that. then the anxiety will flow. And so many directions anxiety is coming, what will happen? Depression. That what is people are suffering today. Depression. Stress. And stress level is so high. And boss kaise pressure aa raha hai, upar se pressure, niche se pressure, aage se pressure, piche se pressure, andar se pressure, bahar se pressure, charo taraf se pressure hi pressure hai. What will happen? Stress. People commit suicide. But if you all are trained in spiritual understanding, but trained in detachment, then you will not suffer such anxiety. Because you will be trained to see things from the perspective of God. But Krishna, if he is maintaining me, he is maintaining ants, he is maintaining ants doesn't work in the office. Birds are flying in the sky, they don't have to work hard. They are getting their food. Dogs are getting their food without working hard. Elephant, he eats so much, he gets his food without working hard. Lions are getting their food without working hard. So why I can't get my food without working so hard? Who is providing you? God is providing them food even though they don't work hard. So why God will not provide me? If you have this understanding properly, then we can create a society, happy society. And we are not talking in air, it's practical. It is being done in the many places in ISKCON, where we are not dependent on anybody. Even our householder devotees, they are living a peaceful, happy life. The problem is not that there is lack of items or things. Problem is there is lack of love. Problem is there is lack of character. That is the problem. So, therefore we all have to get trained how to become detached from the desire for sense gratification, for our happiness. Then you will become happy, otherwise it's not possible. So this training, morning program we are doing and all this, just to train you all. This is tapasya, isn't it? He will come in the morning and he will attend morning program and he will attend the classes, and then you see, you chant Hare Krishna, Mangalati, you'll see, your heart will be purified from lust, greed, anger, and with pride and religion. And when you are pure in your heart, then no attachment, and what will happen? You will not feel disturbed. Then you can live a free life. Brahm Saukhyam Anantam. Unlimited happiness is derived from within. Lust will not control you, greed will not control you, anger will not control you. You will have control over all these things. Therefore, you will be happy. So, you should focus on this point, and then you will see that gradually you are. In this life also you will be happy, and life after death you will go back to God. So therefore very important to attend these spiritual programs, morning programs. If you can attend that somehow or other, it's tapasya, getting up early in the morning is not easy. But it is not that much tapasya which you have to do like materialistic people are doing. क्या है उठ के करना क्या है वी आर नॉट वर्किंग वेरी हार्ड जस्ट गेट अप अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग टेक बाथ एंड गेट रेडी फ्रेश क्लॉथ्स कम टू मंगल आरती चैंट हरे कृष्णा सिटिंग एंड देन हैव मंगल आरती एंड प्रेइंग टू द लॉर्ड देन हैव सम डिस्कशन ऑन भागवतम एंड देन नाइस प्रसादम इज इट डिफिकल्ट नॉट डिफिकल्ट it becomes difficult because we are in the mode of passion and ignorance. If you go to pig and give him gulab jamun, will he like it? No. Why? वो बोलेगा आटा वाला बड़ा दुर्गंध आ रहा है इससे, गुलाब जामुन से दुर्गंध है बस. Why? Because he is attached to stool. Eating stool is very nice for him. Similarly, this happiness of sleep, it's so nice, so dear to us. It is too like happiness. Sleeping late in the morning. It is not very culture. It is demon culture. Demon's one name is Nisachar. Nisachar का मतलब रात में जगते हैं और दिन में सोते हैं. Kumbhakarna was sleeping for 6 months. Very expert in sleep. Eating, sleeping, mating, very expert demons. This is demoniac nature, it is not divine nature, sleeping too much. And it is said Brahma Muhurta starts from 4 o'clock, 4:10 in the morning and remains for half an hour. Brahma Muhurta. 4:10 to 4:40, 4:48, 4:50 तक. उस बीच में अगर कोई जगता है और कुछ भजन भजन करता है, भक्ति करता है, तो उसका बेस्ट फायदा मिलता है. बट वी आर सो नाइस दैट फॉर द डेमोनियल पीपल दैट इज द बेस्ट टाइम फॉर स्लीपिंग.
ठीक
टाइम. सो देन वी कैन स्लीप नाइस. देन माय आई इज हैप्पी दैट दिस फेलो इज स्लीपिंग वेरी गुड. He will not raise any, he will not become rebellious. My also. Sarva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jiyo jago, Gaura Chanda Bolo. Kata nidra soye maya pishachi ra kole. Kab tak pishachi ni maya ki god mein sote rahoge, bete utho. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bole. Utho, utho. Beto. But it's so dear. So dear to us. This is tapasya in Krishna Bhakti. There is no other tapasya. This is only tapasya, get up early in the morning and a good morning program. There is no other tapasya. Baki sabta anandhi anandhi. And this is also will become ananda if you practice for some time. You will see that you will be so happy. Isliye aap dekhiye hamare devotee ka chehra khil jata hai. Once they start attending morning program, you see their face becomes bright. Why? If a person sleeps too much, you see his face, dull. A person wakes up early in the morning, chants, he drowns, and then you see his face is only so shining face. You don't apply the soap on our face, never. मुझे नहीं याद एक last 2-3 साल में कभी मैं face पे भी soap लगा था, कभी नहीं, never. Even we don't wash our face. I said no, nothing needed. Natural bliss and happiness is there. Natural shining will be there. You cannot find out he is devotee. Just by seeing his face you can make out that he is devotee. Why? Because they get up early in the morning. Anybody who gets up early in the morning will see change in his personality, change in his behavior, change in his character. It's natural. Once a person asked, why your program happens in the morning, all 4:30 in the morning. So the devotee asked, and he said, why can't you do in the evening, you know, evening around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you'll do Mangalarti. So then devotee said, why you people have your disco dance and all these parties in the evening. Why can't you have 4:30 in the morning these parties? I start your party in the morning 4:30. Why we can't do that? Have you seen any party happening at 4:30 in the morning? Why? Yes.
So
party. Yes, this is peaceful. That is the time That is the mode of goodness. The morning is the time of mode of goodness till 6 o'clock. 6:30 is the mode of goodness, and 6:30 to evening 6:30 is the mode of passion. Work hard. Therefore people go out to work hard. And 6:30 in the night till the night 2 o'clock, it is the mode of ignorance. Ignorance, tamoguna. Where demons, ghostly people become active. You see, all ghosts, they will not become active in the daytime. In the night they will become active. Demons will be active in the night. Nisachar. Call center. Yes. It's an unnatural life. Living, getting up in the night is a hell's life, demon's lifestyle, not human lifestyle. It's unnatural. You see, after some day your health will be spoiled. So, this is the tapasya. But this tapasya leads to happiness, bliss. And if you can do some or other, then you'll see. Unless you sleep, to that extent you'll see your face will glow. For them it is tuned, fine-tuned. Animals, they don't act on their mind. Actually they act under the guidance of God. God is controlling the animals directly. Like they can't have sex more than designed. Like lion. Lion has sex only once in a year. Kyun? ऐसा डिजाइन किया कि अगर लाइन जो है मच्छर की तरह प्रोड्यूस करने लगा तो क्या होगा? Nobody will remain on the earth. Some people say if you don't eat meat then animals will be so much and many and therefore there will be scarcity of food.
No,
it's not like that. You are not controlling the nature. God is controlling. अगर ऐसा होता तो फिर लायंस इतने प्रोड्यूस होते तो आपको रहने नहीं देते. वाई हु इज कंट्रोलिंग लायंस पॉपुलेशन ऑफ लायंस? गॉड इज कंट्रोल. दे हैव डिजाइन लाइक दैट. दे विल नॉट प्रोपिएट मोर. एलिफेंट्स ऑल्सो सेम. पॉपुलेशन ऑफ एलिफेंट दे कांट इंक्रीज लाइक मॉस्किटोज. They have been designed by God accordingly, because they have eaten too much. So God is designing everything nicely. And but the human being has been given choice. So we have to be understanding this, and we can, animals don't have big alarm clock. But still they get up. You see, birds, in the morning 4:30, 4 o'clock they start chirping. Of course, you don't see birds in GS, right? There is no forest here. In front of GSI there is some forest. So this is the point. So we should think, this is the human life. Human life means getting early in the morning, before you go to the work, in mode of fashion. You become so much in goodness by practicing spiritual life, that whole day goes very nicely in mode of goodness. In the morning if you can attend, that's why we started 4:30 program. 4:30 in Brahma Muhurta, we start praying Sisarsakam. You know? So that prayer, we pray to Krishna, that is so powerful. And then we start chanting, by 6:30 we are finishing our rounds, chanting Hare Krishna. In the morning hour itself, Brahma Muhurta, we are finishing our rounds, doing all the good activities in the morning hour, so powerful. Then you will see the benefit. Your character will have a strong character, and we can produce the powerful personalities by doing this. This is called spiritual training, and this is real education. That is false education. So, we understand this. And we all have समझते हुए हमें इसको पूरा पालन करना चाहिए फुल होल प्रैक्टिस. द मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम इज आवर लाइफ. विदाउट दिस इस्कॉन कैनॉट सस्टेन. यू विल हैव थीव्स एंड रोग्स इन दिस सोसाइटी विदाउट दिस मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम. लो कैरेक्टर पीपल विल फील इन दिस सोसाइटी. Therefore, we don't. We encourage people to come do some tapasya in the morning program, and if they do that, then naturally they will develop good qualities. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Okay, any question? अपॉर्चुनिटी भी Choice. Therefore, human life you have opportunity to worship and not worship both. You can have sex,
not.
You cannot have sex both. And all types of facilities are there. Human body is designed in such a way that you can, you know,
control.
Like
so, in the spiritual world, is this free will remains or?
The spiritual world, free will is there, but it is not received. Free will is always there. Free will is always there. Because without free will, you can't love. Love means you have to have free will. Without free will, you can't love. You are like a robot. Robot doesn't have any free will. जैसे आप इसको प्रोग्राम करोगे वैसा चलेगा, है ना. रोबोट में आप प्रोग्रामिंग करते हैं, मुझे लव कीजिए आके, मुझे किस कीजिए आके, किस. आपने जैसा प्रोग्राम, बट यू नॉट फाइंड फिल प्लेजर, है ना. अरे मेरा रोबोट कितना मुझे अच्छा किस कर रहा है. आपने प्रोग्रामिंग कर दिया तो वही करेगा ना, थोड़े उसको लव है. वो तो आप ही हैं यूनिफॉर्म. यू हैव एक्सपेंडेड यूनिफॉर्म रोबोट. आप अपने से प्रेम करेंगे अपने को तो अच्छा नहीं लगेगा, लगता है नहीं लगता है ना. बट ऑफ समबडी एल्स विथ हिज ओन विल इफ ही लव्स यू दैट इज दैट दिस रियल थिंग. सिमिलरली गॉड हैज गिवन अस फ्री विल. विथ आवर विल इफ ही लव यू एंड यू विल हैव यू एंड वी लव यू. द ह्यूमन लाइफ में चॉइस दिया गया बिकॉज ह्यूमन लाइफ में अपॉर्चुनिटी है बाहर जाने की. There are 4 lakh varieties of humans. No, not only. Different level of consciousness. 4 lakh varieties of consciousness in human life. So,
other planets are also, six planets they work.
They give us also consideration.
What will be future life
expectancy? Oh. They give us sages. These are the various varieties of human life. Work is all of a teacher. Teaching profession is the best. So you'll have lot of time for your personal life, you know, in teaching. You will not have that much post and position. So many people to rule over. But you'll have nice peaceful life. You know? We recommend people to become professional. Do PhD and become professor. Yes. It's so nice life. Then it, and he'll have teacher. Teaching profession is more of a Brahmana profession. Brahmana, Yajan Yajan, Bhajan Bhajan, Pathan Pathan. These are six quality activities of a Brahmana. Pathan Pathan. So he studies and he teaches. This is one of them. But first quality of bhajan bhajan. He yajan yajan, he begs and he distributes. This tarah se teaching profession is the best for the intellectuals. Especially when you are Brahmana class, you should teach. And if actually devotees should be in the teaching profession. Why? Because the teachers must be exemplary in the character. Then they can teach students. Otherwise they are smoking, what will they teach to the students? They are lusty themselves, what will they teach to the students? So all of you should become professional. And you will have time also. If you go to the corporate world, even if you are becoming CEO, that will take a lot of anxiety and tension. But in teaching life, not that much anxiety.
Maybe the chances of contamination.
Yeah. You know? Best life, teaching. Bhavishya, if you can plan out, it will be better. You know? You will think for life, do like that. You will lead a very happy life. We want people to be happy. That's why I said Vigles also. Become professor.
By becoming a teacher, we can only teach the prescribed syllabus. We cannot teach spiritual teachings to students.
Prescribed syllabus we have to teach. There is nothing wrong in teaching prescribed syllabus. And when the students are good, favorable, they generally listen to the teachers. Especially if teachers are exemplary. Why students doesn't listen to teachers? Because teachers are not exemplary in character. If teacher is exemplary in character, the students will listen. 100% guarantee. ये तो कम से कम वो तो सुनेंगे जो आपके अंडर पीएचडी कर रहे हैं लेकिन एटलीस्ट दे विल लिसन
उन्हें तो जबरदस्ती कराया
सो दैट वी कैन फोर्स टू डू गुड थिंग्स एटलीस्ट वी कैन फोर्स टू चेक मिलियन चाइल्ड हर एक वी कैन दोज हु आर इंटरेस्टेड टू देम वी कैन टीच स्पिरिचुअल एटलीस्ट टू देम वी कैन डू दैट. And suppose you are becoming principal of the college, then you can invite Hare Krishna people to give lectures, give presentation for the students. The students will get benefited. Hare. प्रभुपाद की, गौर भक्त वृंद की, गीता गौर प्रेमानंदे जी।